From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The testimony that Higgins then did give in court, I found to be a little interesting, a bit off-putting. Let's take a look at some of that when being questioned by the defense. Talking about the phone itself and his knowledge of, you know, SIM cards, how to use it, what to do with the phone. I mean, he's an ATF agent. He deals with this stuff a lot. Let's take a look.
So your testimony is that they got it wrong, correct?
My testimony is I didn't make those statements.
Your testimony is that they got it wrong, yes or no?
Objection.
Sustained.
Well, in any case, you took the SIM card out of your phone, correct?
No, what I testified to was that it's...
Did you take the SIM card out of your phone, yes or no?
I don't know.
Did you testify that that's what you do when you get rid of phones, sir?
What I said was that might have been the extent of it, if I was to have done that.
And you either cut up the SIM card or ripped it up, correct?
I believe what I testified to was I would have...
I'm not asking you what you testified to. I'm asking you today, did you either cut up the SIM card or rip it up?
Cut it up or broke it.
And you will agree with me that cutting up or breaking the SIM card destroys the SIM card, does it not?
The card itself, yes.
That would have been the purpose in terms of cutting it up or ripping it up, to destroy it, correct?
Well, so nobody else could use the phone.
Well, that was my next question.
But in another phone.
But the purpose of cutting up or ripping up or the SIM card is to destroy the SIM card, is it not?
Yes.
And you wanted to make sure that somebody couldn't put that SIM card in their phone and potentially access your data, correct?
No, that wouldn't be the reason why.
Okay. Well, we already talked about the fact that you testified under oath on June 1st of 2023, correct?
Yes.
And you were under oath when you were testifying on June 1st of 2023, correct?
Yes.
You swore to tell the truth?
Yes.
You raised your right hand?
That's correct.
And June 1st of 2023 was about a year ago, correct?
Yes.
It was about a year closer to your throwing your phone away, correct?
Yes.
And in that testimony that you gave in June 1st of 2023, did you say the following, quote, I made sure that somebody couldn't put it in their phone?
Yes, I did say that.
Why is he so cagey, I guess, is the question about all this. If you have nothing to hide, I can see 1,000 reasons why you'd want to get rid of your SIM card, especially with the somewhat incestuous relationship that we have going on here with friends in the police force that they're all involved with. You know, especially if you're trying to hide an affair or something like that. And I don't know if there's other things going on. I'm not implying it, but who knows? Why be so cagey? Why not just kind of come out and be like, look, you know, there's other things. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Okay. So first of all, when you look at this timing, this was 9 months after the event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if this was some conspiracy to cover up everything, you would be getting rid of your SIM card and your cell phone within days.
Sure.
He's an ATF agent. He realizes, you know, if he was involved in some murder plot, I need to get rid of this 9 months later.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
It, you know, people, this that seemed to never really shine. And as he's up on the stand and all of this is happening, Jannetty is basically, trying to get these yes, no answers. And it does come off very cagey. Mm-hmm. And I think he's just so irritated that what happened isn't being exposed. In other words, mm-hmm. both Jannetty and Jackson are good at sort of manipulating what could be seen as normal. In other words, he had no trash receptacle at his house.
Yeah.
He got a new phone. He wanted to get rid of his phone. He threw it in a trash bag, threw it all in. He can't remember whether he cut it up or he broke it or he just didn't do anything with it.
He doesn't remember in some points of that 2-minute clip, and in others he does. I mean, so it's like that I found to be cagey. Like, that's what I testified to. What did you do? I cut it. Okay. Well, then that's what you did. Why are we, I don't know. It just does. It seemed to be more elusive than it needed to be on his part. And, Jannetty, and they're going at people, I think, I think they're over the top, and he was underplaying his intelligence is kind of how I was feeling about it.
Yeah, at the very beginning, he says, I cannot remember what I did mm-hmm. with the SIM card. And then he sort of makes the mistake. He should just end it right there. Instead, yeah. He said, but I could see that I would have either cut it up or broke it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where Jannetty's able to say, oh, so you cut it up or you broke it.
And he's like, yeah, cut it up or broke it.
He's like, well, I could have done that. And then finally, by the end of it, he's like, okay, I cut it up and broke it. He's just.
I know. And that's what makes it weird. And again, I'm not saying it equates to murder or conspiracy, but just come on. It's not crazy to say that that's what you did. I do find it a little bit odd that he cut up his SIM card and destroyed his phone and threw that away, considering most people, you can upgrade your phone by bringing your old phone in. You can sell it online. There's a lot of things one can do with this. I think I still have all of my old cell phones I didn't trade up. But I guess to each their own. But I think most people do something to take advantage of that old phone rather than just toss it away. Again, it's kind of odd.
Yeah, I think, I don't know what he did, but I will say that Jannetty's cross, I think, scored points because it made him come off as less than truthful.
Yeah.
And they're good at that. And it's interesting, like Colin Albert, right?
Mm-hmm.
He just kept saying, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know. So then he looked like a liar.
Yeah.
But you're damned if you do and damned if you don't.
You're right.
Higgins was trying to remember. I probably should have cut it up. I don't know. He was very confused for sure.
And the thing we have to remember here, Ryan Higgins is not on trial for anything here. They don't have to prove that he did anything to John. All they have to do is create a level of reasonable doubt that Karen Reed did it. And they can poke and make it look as horrible as they want. At the end of the day, none of these people are going to be prosecuted for anything. And I think, that could end up freeing Karen Reed, and maybe she should be if it was just an accident. But I don't know. It just seems, again, it's a lot of people mixed up in this weird circle of insanity. And a lot of people look guilty when they're probably not very guilty. And we're once friends that experienced a horrible accident, and nobody wants to be accountable, I think, is what we're dealing with.
Well, I think the good news is, Tony, that there are several charges on the table, right? Mm-hmm. There's the murder 2 charge that everybody talks about, but then there's also the vehicular manslaughter, and then there's also leaving the scene resulting in death. So there's different charges on the table for this jury to ultimately consider,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's good.
Yeah.
Secondarily to that, this really is a testament, and whether their demeanor is like nails on a chalkboard to me or not, they, meaning Jackson and Jannetty, are doing a fine job of dismantling these witnesses' credibility when I think they're actually telling the truth.
Yeah.
No matter what they say, they look like they're not being honest because they twist it. They either ask the question 10 times until finally the person just says, okay, we've heard him say, multiple witnesses have said, whatever you say.
Yep.
Have you heard that?
Yes.
At least multiple witnesses, whatever you say, because they get badgered and they get worn down. And that's all they need, because now in closing arguments, and this is what Jackson and Unetti are looking for, is they can go back and they just have one nugget. You see, Higgins said he destroyed his SIM card, even though he really said at the beginning, I don't know what I did. I just can't remember.
They got the statements. They got their little sound bites almost, so they can go back and quote in closing. And that'll be what the jury looks at and remembers. I agree. They are very good attorneys. If you're in that situation, they'd be the ones you want on your side, because they're very capable at what they do. It's going to be very fascinating. I mean, I know we're several weeks into this, but we're just at the beginning of the defense raising their case. And if it's anything like we've seen in that day, this is going to be a very fascinating ride as they get back into court.
Yeah. And you know, the prosecution still has so much to go, and they've still got to get into all the forensics.
Yep.
And I've always said, I wish they would have front loaded the case. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see right out of the gate, Karen Reed's recordings of, I hate you. Mm-hmm. I effing hate you, John. That's how the case should have started. And then they should have gone and showed the microscopic pieces of the taillight in his shirt, and the glass on the bumper, and his hair,
Likely
maybe some arm on the bumper. Why don't we start with the big moments? But they've decided to end with the big moments, and maybe that'll work.
I'm curious to see how the strategy plays out. I agree, it's odd, but I think maybe they have a bigger vision to this than we do, having access to all the information. But we shall see. It's going to be very fascinating.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.